Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A 64-year-old Nacita man is facing charges after a total of 1.5 miles in pursuits in Ripon Saturday night. According to Ripon police, a police sergeant was on patrol on West Fond du Lac Street when an eastbound motorcycle crossed over the center line toward the sergeant's squad car. That kicked off several different pursuits, during one of which the motorcyclist allegedly was clocked on radar going 92 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. The pursuits ended when the motorcyclist crashed into a curb on Matoman Street. An officer arrested the man while he was trying to stand the motorcycle back up. The Nacita man is facing possible charges of felony fleeing, OWI third offense, operating while revoked, resisting an officer, carrying a concealed knife, a probation violation, and multiple traffic citations. A 13-year-old girl was seriously injured when she was struck by an SUV in Waupaca County Friday evening. Sheriff's officials say the girl was walking on State Highway 54 near Ferry Street in the town of Mukwa when she was hit by the eastbound SUV. The teen was flown to ThetaCare Regional Medical Center in Neenah. The driver of the SUV remained on the scene and cooperated with law enforcement. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor. A Fond du Lac County jury has found a 27-year-old Milwaukee man guilty of first-degree reckless homicide party to a crime following a 6-day jury trial. Keandre Fowler was the Milwaukee source of fentanyl that led to the death of Amanda West on December 14th of 2024 in Fond du Lac. Judge Tricia Walker Friday revoked Fowler's bond and ordered a pre-sentence investigation report. A sentencing hearing has not been scheduled yet. The 20-year-old Fond du Lac man suspected of shooting and killing a 19-year-old Michigan man was sentenced in Winnebago County Court on Friday. Daniel Trayvon Wilson was sentenced to 30 years in prison and 10 years of extended supervision. He was given credit for the 723 days he's already served in jail. He was charged with first-degree intentional homicide and misdemeanor bail jumping. The shooting in the 1000 block of Wisconsin Street in Oshkosh occurred shortly before midnight on July 2nd of 2024. The SSM Health Trefford Studios in Fond du Lac will host Archipelago 2026, a global gathering and celebration of savants on Friday, July 10th at 5 p.m. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
The event will be at the Fond du Lac County campus in the Prairie Theater and Events Center. Meg Putty is SSM Health's Director of Behavioral Services. She says the event brings together remarkable individuals from around the world who have savant syndrome, a rare condition in which individuals with developmental disorders, such as autism, exhibit profound abilities in areas like music, art, memory, or mathematics.
These abilities can be present from birth or emerge later in life. And so we gather these savants together in Fond du Lac to amplify our talents and to make sure that we are sharing with the world their gifts.
There will also be cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and opportunities to connect with exceptional minds and their stories. For tickets or to register, visit AmazingSavants.com. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Bond has been set at $30,000 cash for a Ripon man who allegedly beat and held his roommate against his will. Jared Thurber made his initial court appearance in Fond du Lac County Court on Friday on 8 different charges, including strangulation and suffocation, aggravated battery intending great bodily harm, false imprisonment, second-degree recklessly endangering safety, and more. Charges stem from incidents on June 18th and 19th in the 500 block of South Douglas Street. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.